I tell you, nothing gets your heart excited than hearing kids sing. Am I right? All right. Thanks, kids. You know you just led us in singing. You know that, right? Thank you for that. Y'all did a really good job. Hey, last week, Robin Spencer, where are you, Robin? There you are. Okay, Robin Spencer, her kids were here, and they were ready for me to say, do you have your Bibles? And I didn't say it. In fact, so Casey, you bought your Bible a couple weeks ago, right? How much did you pay for that? Like 50 cents, right? That's fantastic. Robin said that was the best 50 cents she ever spent. And so I'm going to go ahead and honor Casey today, and I'm going to ask all of our kids, do you have your Bibles? Raise them up for me. You have your Bibles? Kids? Okay, good. All right, kids, that's great. Good job. Now, adults. Kids, keep them up. Adults. All right, raise them up. No, phones don't count today. There you go. Got to be hardback. Good job. That's great. I tell you, this is good. The last few weeks, we've been talking about the basics of our faith. We've talked about Jesus. We've talked about Scripture. Last week, we talked about prayer. And this week, we talk about why we sing. I'm very excited about this. The series is The Basics. It is those things that are basic to our faith. Now, I've grown up singing. My dad was in a quartet whenever I was younger. In fact, he had a group, and it was, you know, in the 70s, they had those groups that would travel around everywhere. He had the light blue suit. He'd kill me if I was saying this. Good thing it's not on tape. Oh, no. It's streamed everywhere. So he was the light blue suit, right? And we had a tour bus, and he would go around different places. In fact, we went to Mexico and sang for a church down there. I didn't. It was just him and his guys that he sang with. But I tell you, singing was a part of our family. I've grown up going to choir practices, sitting through countless hours of choir practices, quartet practices, church singings. I sang in front of my group, in front of my church when I was 3 years old, and several times throughout my life. You know, I've received my minor in music, done musical theater. Singing's in my blood. My wife is fantastic at singing. Sometimes I sing softer just so that I can hear her sing, because she will not sing for me by myself. But whenever I think of the Psalms, there's one verse that I love, and it kind of, I don't know, it's something that I like to say. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to Him as I rejoice in the Lord. I have this prayer because I know that I will sing. I have a song in my heart, and it will happen hopefully till the day that I die. Today, I hope that I can encourage us in this idea of singing. Maybe hope to inspire us to become more attentive, to become more participatory in this discipline of singing. So as we begin, I ask that you pray for me as I speak today. Continue to pray for our leaders. And let's ask that the Spirit sit and stay with us today as He fills us. Let's pray together. Our most holy and gracious God, Lord, we are in awe of who You are. Lord, there are moments when we come together and we might take for granted what it is that is happening here. Lord, we know that You are present where two or more are gathered together in Your name. Lord, You are here, and I know You are here today. Lord, I pray that You would speak through me, this flawed vessel, so that people may be able to receive a word from You. I pray that no one leaves today without engaging in the words that You have for them. Help us not to sit back idly. Help us not to let the moment pass us by, but help us to actively engage with what the Spirit wants to do through this word today. We love You. We ask for good things in Jesus' name. Amen. Music is all around us, isn't it? It's woven into the fabric of our culture. Now, this week I did some research, and I just wanted to see how many songs were released in America in 2014. Just, you can feedback. How many songs do you think were released in America last year? 1,000? 2,000, good, okay.
5?
Okay, a little higher. What? 3,000? Good. Okay, anyone else from this side? 9,000. Wow, that's a good guess. Okay, so I did some research. Now, granted, I could have done more, but I found that there were approximately an average of around 30 new albums or CDs a month throughout the whole year. So every month you had about 30 to 36 new records. We say records anymore. They're coming back, aren't they? So for the whole year, you had around 36 to 4,000 new songs. If you say that each album had about 10 songs, 10 to 12 songs each. So we're looking at around 3,600 to 4,000 brand new songs. And that's not including, this is more artists than that. So you're thinking what? 360 to 1,200 artists that had a hand in making these things? Writing, singing, producing. Each song different from the other. And out of those 3,600 to 4,000 songs, 36 were actually good, you know? We have American Idol, we have X Factor, we have America's Got Talent, we have Nashville Star, we have The X Factor. We love music here, don't we? Grease is about to show live on television, by the way. You know, they did Sound of Music a little while back. They're going to do a live version of Grease. It won't be as good. How many of you can remember Cop Rock? Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Remember that? You remember that? Thank you, Robert. In the 80s or the 90s, Cop Rock, all these musicals, policemen. Rich, that's you, dude. That's in your wheelhouse.
That would be really funny. We should do that.
Many of us really love to sing. We'll sing most anywhere. Some of us maybe only in the shower. Some of us maybe at home, by ourselves, to ourselves, at church. You know, singing is part of us. It's part of who we are. Singing has been known to affect our brain. It rewires it in a lot of ways. It gives us calmness. It relaxes us. It has been known to give us good feelings. You know, singing is basic to our humanity. And the reason I bring this up, it's basic to our faith. Singing has been part of God's people for thousands of years. It's no different today. You know, the Israelites had a song for everything. The Psalms prove this. They sang to learn. Charlie said several reasons we sing. I'll be repeating a few of those. They sang to learn. They sang to praise. They sang to thank and to unite, to express joy, to express pain and suffering. The songs of anticipation. You know, those are called the songs of ascent. If you look in Psalms, you'll see these little, a song of. Some of them are lamentation. Some of them are ascent. It's when people would be going to the temple. They'd be singing together. Can you imagine the sound if you were in the temple seeing all these people come to the temple singing? And they were just singing softly. These people are excited about what God is doing. And can you imagine thousands of people singing on their way to church? Singing was in their blood. So why do we sing? When we walk through these doors, there's an expectation of singing, isn't there? Why? Do we sing because it's something we've always done? Do we sing because we're thankful? Do we sing because we want to express what we've been feeling all week, the good, the bad, and the ugly? It's interesting. A lot of people, and I've been in this group, we determine the value and worth of a church family by the way that they sing. A while back, someone was talking to Shelly, and they asked her, so is your church, is it a cappella or is it worship? I mean, what they're trying to figure out is whether or not we're an instrumental church or not. By the way, I want to go ahead and put this out there just in case you're wondering. I absolutely love the way we sing. Love it. I love it because it's rich in history. It's textured. I didn't grow up this way. You know that. But I'll tell you, those moments when we shut down the organ or shut down the piano and we all sing a cappella and those two verses of Amazing Grace or How Great Thou Art, man, you got chills. I love it because this is sacred, it's meaningful, and it's wonderful to hear the people of God singing with one voice, isn't it? And this instrumental argument has been going on for centuries. It's not new. But personally, I think whenever we limit our conversation about worship to singing with instruments or without instruments, then we're dumbing down this entire conversation into one that's based in fear, really, a fear we're going to go off the slippery slope or we're going to become irrelevant. We get so bogged down in these arguments that we never really fully experience what God wants to do through this place. God has plans for this church family. I know it. And he's going to fulfill those plans through the church that sings a cappella. The elders are committed to that. But you know what I'm committed to? I'm committed to making a cappella excellent. Let's do it well. Let's do it with everything we are. I mean, we're different from the world. We're different from a lot of churches. That's okay. Let's make our differences excellent, sacred. Let's do it well. But I tell you, it is not excellent when we're not participating together. You know those moments we come in here and you think, ugh. Let's stop limiting what the Holy Spirit can do here. I was talking to a visitor a while back, and they were trying to decide between this church and another church. And I asked them, so have you made a decision? And they said, well, I think we're going to go to the other church. We really want to feel the Spirit in our worship. Ah, okay. It's funny, isn't it, Norm? Thank you for that. I didn't laugh that hard right then, but I almost did. I wonder, have we reduced this answer to the question of why we sing to whether or not we feel good? And granted, singing is cathartic. I mean, you felt something when these kids were up here, didn't you? I did. Singing is cathartic. Feelings are going to come. I mean, can we still praise God without this overwhelming feeling of emotion? Is it still praising God if we don't feel anything? There's a feeling that comes natural, but is the expectation of why we do singing, why we sing, because we just want to feel? This is hard. This is, I'm going to tell you, I've been all over the map on this because there are moments whenever I think to myself, has singing become just another way that we can gratify ourselves? We look for song services that make us feel good. Of course, we wouldn't say that. We'd say that we look for song services that we can feel the Spirit in. And I think that I should say that feeling good, if feeling good is the expectation, then it's not about God anymore. If we sing so that we feel, it's not really about God. It's about us, right? So why do we sing then? If it's not about a feeling, why should we sing? I'm glad you asked me that. I propose that singing should be less about us and more about how we can seek to bless each other and bless God with all that we have to offer. To sing with everything is humbling. How many of you would be willing to come up on stage with Charlie and sing to the extent and energy as some of these kids did? It's a little humbling when you put yourself all out there, isn't it? But we let it out knowing that others will hear us. Singing to me is community. It's communal. It's communion in a large way because we're giving and taking. In fact, why do we sing? We sing to participate. We are all part of the body of Christ. And if most of your body's not working, what are you going to do? If your legs and arms aren't working, you're not going to go anywhere. When we choose to sing to feel good or sing it half-heartedly or sing maybe not at all, I think we're limiting the sound of our collective voice. We're also limiting God's power of God's Spirit in this place. So I'm going to encourage you, participate in singing here. Sing. Even if you don't know the words, hum it. Even if you don't sound good. And let God do His work. You'll be surprised at what God can do. Charlie mentioned this. We also sing to remember. Let me do this real quick. I'm going to read this. Romans 15:5. This is what it says. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. So with one mind and one voice, you may glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we participate together, we are singing with this one voice, glorifying God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I think is so interesting is participation, is giving and taking. It's this mutual submission that Paul talks about. We sing bass, alto, tenor. Some people sing parts we never even heard before. But you know what? It's one voice. And you know what's so great is the voice that comes out of this is unique to Grapevine Church of Christ. It is our voice that God is hearing. We also sing to remember. As children, Charlie said, we sing songs to remember basic facts and knowledge, ABCs, right? That's what he said. You remember the books of the Bible? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yeah, see, we know that, don't we? It just comes right back, doesn't it? I could do the geeky alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. That's what I learned. Russell, you know that, right? The Greek alphabet. He didn't teach me that, but he's embarrassed now that I sang it. I mean, there are songs you remember. How many of you law students? Marcus, did you have a song that helped you remember anything? No? Oh, never mind. Forget the illustration. Just watch Happy Days, the medical series. You'll see what I'm talking about. You know, it's funny because whenever we have songs attached to memory, it almost makes the memory move faster from one place to the other. It's quick. As a family, we're choosing to remember together when we sing. But my question is, what are we choosing to remember? Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." So what are we remembering when we sing? Are we focusing on the words like Charlie asked us to do? Are we trying to figure out what that theology is? Is the message of Christ dwelling in us richly? I think theology is highly important in music. There's a lot of bad theology in songs that we sing. Sometimes I'll sing them and I'm thinking, really? I don't know. We could take inspiration from Psalm 78, the author of that, whenever we see how Israel remembered. Turn to Psalm 78 real quick. We'll read the first six verses or so. But they sang to remember. Remember what? Who they were. Remember whose they were. Remember what God did for them. Remember where God had brought them. This is what he says, starting in verse 1 of Psalm 78. He says, "My people, hear my teaching." This is all being sung, by the way. "Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things. Things from old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they, in turn, would tell their children." Goes on to describe what God did for them. And the kids sing it at first. It's just a fun little song they sing. And one day it'll stick. And they'll realize what they've been singing. And it matters. They sang to remember exactly what God had done for them. And as I'm thinking through this week, I'm wondering, do I realize I'm doing the exact same thing? I'm singing to remember the story of God's love. I'm singing to remember His story, this tradition. We sing to honor those who've gone before us, who have struggled and succeeded. And we sing to remember that God has, is, and always will be with us. We could sing of this alone, but when we sing of this together, we remind each other of the gospel. We're gospeling each other when we sing. And I love this layout because you have to look at each other. We have to engage. I love that. We also sing to express. When we make the practice of participating and remembering something we do, when we put it into the natural rhythm of our life, we will eventually get to that place when we can become creative with our singing. You know, expression. You can learn some facts. You can remember those, maybe put them into practice, but when you start being creative with that knowledge. That's the front of your brain. That's the good part, the one that opens up possibilities for you. It's the same with singing. When we incorporate these practices into our life, we can begin to sing to express. Psalm 96, verse 1 through 3. I love this. This is what it says. Flip over a few pages if you're in Psalms already. It says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all the peoples. Sing a new song. That's creativity right there. New songs are difficult to learn, by the way, especially here. We try to teach a couple. We usually only have Sunday morning because not everybody's here on Sunday night or Wednesday night. So we have Sunday morning, and it's hard. I know it is. But this is more than just singing new songs. This is more about that. This is about getting to that point when we allow the Holy Spirit to help us to begin expressing ourselves to God and to each other. Ephesians 5:18 says this, be filled with the Spirit. Spirit's doing the work here. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, in the past, we have gotten so bogged down with that phrase, make music in your heart, to prove an argument against certain types of worship. And remember what we talked about in the scripture lesson about picking and choosing certain phrases? When you look at this more holistically, we are allowing the Spirit to fill us, and then we can become more creative in how we sing. Singing becomes something that flows out of us and less about something we have to do. Through the Spirit, God is helping us to express ourselves. Look at these kids. Do they have any problem expressing themselves? I tell you, it's flowing out of them. How do you express yourself to God? Could you do that here? Could you let it all out and with your voice on a Sunday morning? Could you move aside your pride and your ego and sing with all of your might so that the God of heaven and earth could use you to encourage someone else around you? There's a conversation on Facebook Shelley started, and one lady said, I love to sing. I know I don't sing very good, but I tell you, it is the thing that I love to do, and I will sing because it is my contribution to God and to this church. I think that's fantastic. And I tell you, that person, I've been inspired by that person. Could you do that? Did you let it all out there? Because singing is basic to our faith. It is at the very core of who God is. From the sounds of nature to the sounds of the ocean and what's in the ocean to the sounds of space. Go online, do sound, just search sounds of the universe. It's amazing that God is musical. There is music pouring out of Him, and it's evident in all creation. If you don't believe me, turn off everything at home at night and just listen to nature. Some insects, their sole purpose is to sing. And it's glorifying to God. Because you know why? That's one of the ways God expresses His love for us. Do we do the same? I must admit, sometimes I don't. I come in and we try to struggle through music. But I tell you, if I can find a way to reframe how I see this moment in our congregational life, this moment of singing, I wonder if that could not become my expression to God. If I expressed my love to my wife with the same energy that I sometimes sing, I don't know if I'd have made it 19 years. I love seeing our kids sing up here. And I wonder, do you think these kids sing to feel good? You think they sing to feel the Spirit? No, they sing because it is part of them. It is who they are, and it's there from birth. So what are we teaching our kids about how we sing? What are we teaching our kids about why we sing? Are we spending all of our time teaching our kids what's wrong with some ways of singing that we've missed telling them what's good about singing? It is good. To sing together is good. It is blessing and pleasing to God. I think we may need to repent about how and why we've sung. I know I do. So my encouragement to us this week, let's be a people who sing, who love to sing. Whatever you want to do at home is your business, but when we come here, let's be a people who sing together. And let's sing because He is good. And I'll close with this. This is from Isaiah 12, verse 5. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. All the world. I love you, church. I'll be here down front if you need prayer. If you need conversation about repentance, baptism, I'm here. And I'd love to talk.